Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. No Danny, he is at the beach. Right now, I'm guessing he's reading a book about a dragon, a warlock, and
a boy who doesn't know his full potential and powers.
Right. A boy who's finding out that he has powers. I don't know how it's all going to work together. I think he's going to train the dragon, and a warlock's going to ride the dragon ultimately. But that's what Danny's doing. So tweet him and ask him, how's the book about the dragon? That would be a good bit. Maybe he can get a bunch of those. Mike Jones at 1 coming up in 15 minutes. The show's flying by today. I still haven't gotten into Bryce Harper yet. That's all I wanted to do today. We're going to do that at 1:18. I'm going to move a couple things and make sure we get to that. But let's take your calls, 800-636-1067. I had a confession today. Call me Usher. These are my confessions. I am not a Jason Taylor guy. Never have been. Never will be. I love Jason Taylor, the Dolphin. Hall of Fame player. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Couldn't stand him with the Redskins. Everyone else, go back to that time when they traded for him, brought him in here. People were giddy, elated. Not me. Who is the guy that you just never got on board for on your favorite team? DC athlete you didn't like, and your buddies thought you were crazy. Rich and only, go ahead.
What's going on, GP?
Chilling, man. How are you?
Way to hold down the fort.
Thank you, sir.
I could not get on board with Juwan Howard. Everyone was so psyched up when him and Weber got back together. He just seemed like a big lazy, just couldn't play with Chris, and Ben Wallace would just out-hustle him. He was useless space for me.
See, that's a really good one because Juwan Howard was not only a good player, people did love Juwan. He was the biggest star on the team for a long time. And really, if you go back to his college days as part of the Fab Five in Michigan, he was long beloved as a basketball player. So that's a great answer. It's one of those where it's like, I don't have a good answer. I don't really feel like he works that hard. It's all a hunch. That was kind of my thing with Jason Taylor. I felt like he was just kind of putting on a show for everyone. I didn't know if he was genuine or not. More importantly, I knew he wasn't going to perform and he was going to make a lot of money to not perform. And I knew he was renting. I knew he was just here for a minute and then he was going to be gone. He didn't actually care about the Redskins at all. That's how you stay bad. You want to know how you lose a lot of games? Just rent a bunch of players a year at a time that don't really care about your program. Dan in Fairfax, what's up?
Yeah, I absolutely despise Gilbert Arenas. Like, he epitomized for me first, selfish basketball, defense optional, on a 2-1 fast break, I'm going to pull up from the elbow and take a jump shot, jack up every shot, every chance I get. I could not stand him.
Even when he was dropping 60 and 50 in consecutive games and he was leading the Wizards to the playoffs and they were the best team in basketball at the All-Star break, you hated him?
Even before all the locker room stuff, even when that was happening, I said, this is not sustainable winning basketball.
Really?
Like, this is not going to win in the playoffs. This has a shelf life. I thought he was awful, and I just thought it was a bad way for kids to look at basketball players and emulate that style of basketball as well.
Wow. Dan, you proved to be a genius. I cannot imagine anybody thinking that way in the peak of Gilbert. He was beloved in this town, and I could not get enough. I was out shooting basketball with my buddies pretending to be Gilbert. I cannot imagine watching those teams that were so fun, going back now 11, 12 years ago, which is crazy to think about, and obviously much more recent than that also, and not watching that team and think, I love this guy. I want to see more Gilbert, Agent Zero. He's got the cool nickname, Hibachi. Rico, Laurel, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? I love the show. I've never told this story, but Roy Hibbert, when he played at Georgetown, I actually met him in Georgetown. I used to be a bouncer at the old Third Edition. It was on a Wednesday. I just, you know, said hello to him. You see stars all the time. And he just gave me this look. Just, you know, didn't even give the nod back. And so ever since then, I've just been turned off.
You're like, I don't like that dude. So it was personal for you, basically, because of an interaction. And again, I don't know the story. I don't know if that happened or not. That's, you know, anytime someone calls in with an anecdote, they could make it up. Or there's no reason to. I'm sure that happened. But look, celebrities have bad days, too. College kids have bad days. But I get it. If a dude's a jerk to you, you're probably not going to like him that much moving forward. Chris in Alexandria.
Hey, how you doing, Grant? Love the show. I actually feel comfortable calling today because Danny's not there. And he would probably kill me. But my guy's John Wall, unfortunately.
You don't like John Wall?
Let me explain, first of all, okay? It all starts, first of all, with Gilbert Arenas. I know the caller just called and said he didn't like Gilbert Arenas, but I was all in with Gilbert Arenas, man. I loved it. I'm all about a star player or a point guard that can shoot the basketball. You know what I'm saying? So that was like my fundamental issue with John Wall when we initially drafted him. I had watched him at Kentucky with DeMarcus Cousins. And I didn't really know much about him leading up to the draft, but I watched the tournament game. I think it was against Iowa or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is the guy that everyone's saying is going to be the number one pick, whatever, whatever. And I just didn't – he struggled against his own defense. And
okay,
I was just
but Chris,
like,
let me fast forward here to later on. I mean, he's gotten better at his shot. He's never going to be a sharpshooter. But he's arguably
the best
true point guard in the NBA. You still don't like him because he's not a sharpshooter?
No. I'm not going to lie. I'm not one of those guys that just is going to hate someone just forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he played marvelous basketball this year, and I'll never take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? If he continues to improve and not only is a leader on the court, I love what he does in the community. It's just – I just have an issue with ball-dominant guys that can't shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Because wow, I get it. And here's what I like about your call, Chris. Thank you. I get that you have, like, a philosophy – like, to me, I am that way with quarterbacks now. I have a hole in my game where I do not like dual-threat quarterbacks who run all over the place. Hate Johnny Manziel. Didn't like Marcus Mariota coming out. Still curious about what he's going to become when he's going to have to make some big throws on third and long when they're not running the ball at a top-three level in football. Don't like guys like Colin Kaepernick. They wouldn't quarterback for me. I don't play that game. I was right there for Robert Griffin. I saw it all play out. It is not a aisle I'm shopping in anymore. So for you, that's point guards who don't have a good shot from the outside. But I'd like to think if you see a guy that's really good for a while, like John Wall was one of the best players in the NBA, you kind of wise up. Like for me, Mariota's a good example. He played really well last year. Now, if he does that again and more is put on his plate, Dak Prescott's a good example. And he keeps playing well, then I'm going to say, okay, this guy is a good quarterback. But let's see when teams make you make plays with your arm if you could do that. And similarly for John Wall, you got to win games shooting the basketball. Can you do it? Let's not forget in the playoffs when he jumped up on the scorers table in D.C. and said he owned the city because he had just made a three to win it. Joe in Manassas, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, GP? How you doing, bud?
Good.
Hey, so I wanted to say mine is RG3. Ever since...
Oh, your phone is terrible. I heard RG3 and then you were gone. I'd like to hear your reasoning on that. Eric in the city, what's up?
Hey, Grant. Years ago on 980, Coach John Thompson and Rip Doc Walker ripped me a new one on the air, and then 30 seconds after, they hung up on me. I couldn't stand Jason Campbell because he came from Auburn, and he had Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams in the backfield who were 2,000-yard rushers. They basically protected him. They brought him up here, and we basically ruined him. The second one is Clinton Portis. I don't care what numbers anybody presents me. The eye test said he ran 100 yards east and west and 2 yards north and south. He was total garbage, and we got hosed, and Champ Bailey has a championship.
Well, I appreciate it. The Jason Campbell take, I think you can make a case that he wasn't very good. There's reasons and excuses for it, but you can easily make that case. Your take on Clinton Portis is just flat incorrect. I mean, there's not even an argument to be made that he was garbage or whatever word you use, that he was trash. No, he wasn't. He had 1,500 yards two straight years in Denver before he came here, rushed for 1,500 and 1,300 here, carried the team to the playoffs twice on his shoulders down the stretch when the aforementioned Campbell, who you think is terrible, and Todd Collins were their quarterbacks. Clinton Portis was a special fringe Hall of Fame type talent. So I will disagree with you until the cows come home on that one. But not liking him is your prerogative. I get that you don't like a guy. But to say that he's not good, that's just not correct. Casey's in D.C. This one's interesting because I get this one. Give me your guy.
So, yeah, Jason worthless. First of all, we threw god-awful amount of money at him. He's been hurt half the time he's been here. He hasn't been a community guy at all, except for like doing 200 on the Beltway. And he's going to be influential to Bryce leaving the team, man. I'm telling you.
See, I don't know about that. He is in Bryce's ear, certainly. I mean, he was in Bryce's wedding. I think him and Ian Desmond were the only two Nationals, and Desi wasn't even a National at the time, who were in Bryce's wedding as groomsmen from the pictures I saw. So they have a great relationship. He's not worthless. He's been a very good player for them for a while. Is he overpaid? Yeah, he's overpaid. That contract, by the way, has not worked out as badly as I thought it would. I thought the last 2 years of the deal would be a disaster. They really haven't been. This year was a disaster. He's been injured a lot more often than he hasn't been over the last few years, unfortunately. That said, he's still a winning player, sees a lot of pitches, has good at-bats, working counts, helped change the culture, basically was the guy that stood up and said, why are we celebrating this guy, Teddy, never winning a race and celebrating losing here when we can't win? So I think he was good to bring here, but he does not treat the media well. I have been in the clubhouse before doing interviews where he's come by and like scream things to try to like ruin whatever audio you're getting. I'm not a huge Jason Wirth guy personally. As a player, I actually do really like him, though, and I always have, and I will. I mean, I think he's a winning player. I wouldn't re-sign him at the end of the year, probably, depending on what he would want to come back, just because he's hurt too much. But I can get that. He's kind of a bristly, old-school baseball type where you walk into the clubhouse, you're in his domain, and he's scowling a little bit. But he's great with the fans for the most part. I think more fans than not have very positive Jason Wirth stories than don't, and you got to give him credit for that. It's a good topic, and it's a lot of good calls that made it work, so we appreciate that. Grant and Danny, no Danny today. Mike Jones from Richmond at 1. And speaking of Bryce, I want to get into some of the hints he was dropping about Chicago this weekend right here on your flagship home for the Nats, 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.